You are listening to The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk with innovators on how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Max Johnston. A program in Malawi is training students in farming and agribusiness to some stellar results. Reporter Gloria Nzeka has the story.
Sarah Gondwe is a faculty member at the Lilongwe University of Agriculture and Natural Resources. In November of 2016, Sarah and her team launched a six-month experiential learning program with graduates from Luanar's bachelor's program in agribusiness management. In this interview, Sarah tells us more about the pilot.
I got recent graduates from this program to go and spend some time with a group of farmers, a cooperative. So the students were sent there specifically to just go and be able to fit into the surroundings because it's quite a rural area and try to understand what goes on, marry the theoretical aspects that they know about how cooperatives work to see how best they can be able to work with these farmers to be able to come up with some solutions. So that's how the pilot was designed.
The experiential learning of entrepreneurship skills was piloted under the university's Innovation Scholars Program and was carried out together with farmers of Nkunguyembe Agribusiness Cooperative in the Mchinji district.
Our major target is to be able to get graduates from that program that can be able to go out there and be confident that even if they don't find a job or even if they don't get employed, they should be able to stand on their own and start up something.
As students progressed in the program, they realized that
a lot more farmers grew maize for food, and then they also grew soybean as a cash crop. So depending on what they were finding out, then they ended up helping them more with those particular crops.
Although these two were the main crops being grown, they also found out that
other farmers were actually venturing into horticultural crops. Others were venturing into rice production, the ones that were living in near the marshy areas.
Regardless of crops being grown in a particular farm, the most important thing for students was
when they go to the communities, they should be able to identify one component that they can work with the farmers and be able to see if there is a way to improve how they are doing that particular thing.
One of the goals of this learning experience is to foster social entrepreneurship and volunteerism among youth. And from the report received after the pilot, the initiative is promising.
The students themselves, they could actually showcase that, you know, I'm changed from the way I went and now how I feel about how these people produce the food. I think I have a different perspective altogether. One of the students who was involved in the pilot actually ended up producing seed. He multiplied seed on his own out of being motivated with what farmers were doing. And he decided that while he was there, he rented land and he produced seed and he sold it. So those are the type of things that we would want the students to be exposed to so that they should know where the issues are coming from.
Management and efficiency of food production by small agribusiness entities in Africa are key elements in achieving food security. Though Luanar is making strides by providing students with a real-world learning experience, Sarah believes more can be done.
For this program, I would want it to be piloted at a larger scale because we only had 4 students because of the resources who we sent to be able to go out there. I'm looking forward to a bigger pilot being done because this was only done on a very, very minute scale. But we have the whole of Malawi. We have issues with cooperatives that are not working, and yet we have students who know theoretically how a cooperative is supposed to function. So for me, I find that it would be a good program that once it's piloted on a larger scale, it can actually feed into a national program